From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The U.S. talks North Korea at the U.N. United States Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the country. He said Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at the UN Security Council in New York. The subject of the meeting was North Korea's proliferation. A strong earthquake has been reported in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and cities near the country's island of Java late Friday. The 6.5 magnitude earthquake is said to have toppled buildings and killed an unknown number of people. Authorities issued a tsunami warning for sections of coastline surrounding Java, which is home to more than 250 million people, more than half of Indonesia's population. France firmly backed UN-led peace talks on Syria in Geneva and said the responsibility of the failed negotiations since the end of November fell entirely on the government delegation. UN mediator Stéphane de Mistura called that the talks a big missed opportunity Thursday.
A golden opportunity at the end of this year, when in fact there is a clear indication by many sides that the military operations are coming to a close. The Daesh territory is reduced to close to zero.
Representatives of Venezuela's government and opposition coalition returned Friday to the negotiating table in the Dominican Republic to try to resolve the nation's long-running political and economic crisis. This is VOA News. Four Palestinians were killed and hundreds wounded Friday in violence across the Palestinian territories, amid more fallout following U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The clashes came after Gaza's ruling Hamas group called for another day of rage against Trump's announcement last week. Israelis and Palestinians alike claim Jerusalem as their capital. Senior Trump administration officials outlined their view Friday that Jerusalem's Western Wall will be declared part of Israel. This another declaration expected to inflame tensions. The ultimate borders of the Holy City must be resolved through Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. The European Parliament has voted to consider suspending Cambodia's preferential everything-but-arms trade access to the European Union in response to the country's authoritarian backslide. EU lawmaker Charles Tannock told the Parliament that the dissolution of the Cambodia National Rescue Party and jailing of its leader, Kem Sokha, was a damaging blow to democracy and the textbook move of a typical tyrant.
The people of Cambodia, after the genocidal Khmer Rouge regime last century, deserve democracy. They deserve better.
A motion passed Thursday calling on the Union's External Action Service to prepare a list of individuals responsible for the dissolution and other human rights violations for potential visa restrictions and asset freezes. The United States is expanding the requirements for dozens of countries taking part in the visa waiver program, demanding that the countries check traveler information against U.S. counterterrorism information. Trump administration officials said Friday that the countries will have to use U.S. information to screen travelers crossing their borders from third countries. Many countries in the program already do that, one administration official noted. The changes also affect VWP countries that have higher rates of citizens overstaying their visas to the U.S. Two major business leaders of opposite political ideologies are coming together and urging action on DACA. DACA, or the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program in the U.S., protects undocumented young people who were brought to the United States as children. Charles Koch of Koch Industries and Tim Cook of Apple said in an opinion piece in the Washington Post that Congress must act before the end of the year. Koch and Cook said delaying is not an option, as too many people's lives hang in the balance. We have more on this story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.